What's up, guys? You're listening to Batty Fluent. Welcome to Batty Fluent, guys. I'm your host, Rebecca Tran, and welcome to this week's episode. Guy, it has been a while. It has been a whole new change, a whole new logo switch. What is going on? Is Batty Fluent going through a crisis? Like, what is this big 360 color switch? And guys, I am just, you know, moved past the green. I feel like a lot of us are too. And I felt like the pink was just needed for Batty Fluent. And I feel like it just speaks more with the Batty Fluent vibe in general. My bestie, our Batty here in the community, Shermaine, she created this logo, and she is so talented, guys. Like, she literally is the most caring person. Like, you guys need to get to know her, baddies, because she is so sweet and genuine. She literally helped me with every single piece with the, like, logo, and, like, she has listened to, like, all my different, like, views of, like, what I wanted to, like, Batty Fluent to look like, and she killed it. She's amazing, you guys. I know you guys, like, loved her logo. You guys showed so much support to her artwork, and I'm just so, like, grateful that you guys are so, like, you know, such a caring community. It makes me feel so happy that we built such, like, a good, you know, foundation with all of us, and I'm just obsessed with, like, the whole new vibe with Batty Fluent. I feel like I just needed this whole change because I lost motivation with Batty Fluent, and I told you guys that in last week's episode. If you haven't listened to that, I would definitely suggest it, because I kind of opened to you guys, like, but what's happening in my life and, like, why I've been so inactive on Batty Fluent. But I'm ready to get back on my grind. TikToks are coming soon, more posts, Motivation Mondays, like, they're all coming back, guys. Like, I'm telling you, Batty Fluent is on her game right now. She is gonna go back to her hot girl summer phase, because I feel like Batty Fluent really popped off in, like, you know, summertime, because I just had so much free time to, like, record and sit down and plan things and actually see people and record an episode with them. But for me, it's just, like, my schedule does not work with other people, because I'm just going back and forth from my mom's house. I have so many other things going on, like, the whole entire week. Like, this whole entire month, guys, like, March, I am solid booked. And I'm not saying that to be like, oh my god, Rebecca, like, you're so Hollywood, like, oh my god. But no, like, I just have so many things I need to do, and I'm just excited for, you know, my birthday month, and we're already celebrating it. I got my nails done. I'm about to get a haircut on Saturday, you know, after the whole Mercury retrograde. It is time for me to have a new glow up, you know, have a new refresh in my life, and I feel like just getting a haircut is going to be a great way to kind of cut off the dead ends and, like, the quotation marks and negativity. But I'm excited for my dark hair to low-key, like, grow out and then have my hair be dyed again during, like, prom season. And my prom is in May. Like, it's really far from now, so it won't be blonde until that month, because I'm literally broke and I just need to save up. And I'm also going to Florida for spring break, so I'm saving up for that, because I just have so much, like, cute clothes. And, like, I can't wait to do, guys. Hot girl spring break is coming. I know not all of you guys started spring break already in March, but I'm gonna kind of base it during, like, end of March and early April spring break. I don't know, I feel like a lot of colleges are, like, on spring break, but it's not really, like, you know, high schoolers or middle schoolers, but it might just be my area. I'm not really sure, but you guys will definitely see hot girl spring break, hot girl summer. That's all coming back, guys, and I feel like the daylight saving change too is gonna help boost my mood and get me out of the seasonal depression, because, guys, they were not lying. And I feel like I already am so used to this, because I've, you know, been struggling with seasonal depression ever since, like, you know, freshman year. But this year, it just got so real, and I feel like I'm just more understanding and more matured, you know, into the world and stuff. So I feel like I've actually, you know, felt these emotions more, and I know, like, what my freshman year been through, and I'm trying to, like, not relive my freshman year as a junior right now. So it's just kind of been, like, you know, going back and forth. But I really feel like the biggest lesson for this week's episode is just to how to not care about people's opinions. And I know that you're probably wondering, Rebecca, you made, like, 50 episodes on this, and, like, I want to get new episodes, but I feel like it's just relating to my life a lot, and I'm going to relate it to different topics, because I just realized that I did not prioritize myself the whole month of February. Like, even though it was, like, a month of love, you know, self-love, relationship, friendship love, I just think that I didn't put myself up, and I just put myself, like, literally at the bottom of the list, and I just put everything on top of me, because I was like, you know what, like, Rebecca, you're, like, not even that important. Like, you know, you don't really do much, and you're so lazy. Like, you're not talented, you don't do sports, you don't do hobbies, like, you know, you have nothing in your life. And you're probably wondering, oh my god, I'm, like, in this position, am I, like, going through this too? Like, am I just so unaware of it? And that's why I really want to speak about it, because I think it's just really important to realize, like, what comes first and what doesn't, because I think for me, I just let everyone just, like, run over me and things run over me, and, like, including school especially, like, letting that, like, get to me, like, the schoolwork just, like, piling, like, up and up and up, and then, like, I would just, like, forget about my feelings and just start doing the schoolwork because I'm, like, I'm so behind, and even just letting Batty Fluent get to me and having, like, no episodes released for, like, 3 solid weeks for no reason. Like, I had so much free time, and I just did not record because I was like, you know what, like, I don't produce, like, good episodes anymore. Like, you know, summer Batty Fluent was way much better. You know, last year Batty Fluent was better. All of a sudden this year I'm just going downhill. And honestly, it's not even about, the, like, the numbers, because I care for you guys as people and individuals, not the numbers. But also just looking at your analytics and just it going, like, straight up and then down ever since, you know, January and February, it's just kind of, like, not motivating, but definitely let me become, like, uninspired to do anything, because I just, like, oh my god, am I producing, like, good content? Like, do people actually like the new change in Batty Fluent? Because I mentioned in, like, one episode, I don't know what it's called, I think New Year, New Batty, or just something about, like, how I'm trying to change Batty Fluent into more, you know, mature content and not just, like, base it on high school and base it on, like, just real life in general, because I feel like, you know, as I'm growing older, I want advice for college and I want advice for my early adulthood and just, you know, my adulthood or whatever. You know, I don't know my audience range, and I know right now it's mostly, like, you know, high school, middle school, and I'm totally okay with that. I'm not complaining, but I know that, you know, us middle schoolers, us high schoolers are going to grow up to be, you know, in college, or if you don't want to go to college, then you're going to do something amazing with your life, and I know that you guys have so much successful things coming for you guys, and I just want to make sure that Batty Fluent is also maturing as I'm growing up too, because I did base this, you know, off to help others around me, and, you know, to help people know that I'm always here for them. So that's why I'm trying to, like, switch up Batty Fluent and kind of talk about more, you know, realistic realities things instead of just keeping it just based on, you know, high school situations, because high school is not going to last forever, and, you know, high school drama, middle school drama is so stupid and pointless, and I think that I actually let that get to me, like, having, you know, high school drama or, like, having, like, little situations here or there, and I'm just, like, letting it get to my head because I'm like, oh my god, like, do people look at me this way or do people look at me that way, and it was just so draining to, like, kind of sit there and put myself in, like, these negative, like, bubbles because I'm like, oh my god, people are looking at me, people hate me, and just having, like, these self, like, destructing thoughts. I think I definitely let myself eat that up because I was like, you know what, people are just constantly, like, keeping their eyes on me, and you're probably, like, saying to yourself, bruh, no one cares about me that much, and you're right, no one cares about you that much to have, like, a look at you for every step you make to make a portfolio about who you are as a person. Like, no one cares about you that much. I don't even care about myself that much to sit there and, like, you know, track every little step I do. I mean, some people who are super bored with their life and have, like, you know, no life, is super jealous of you, maybe they do that, you know, maybe they would actually sit there and, like, start typing their notes, like, what you ate for lunch, or, like, you know, if you ate the school lunch or not, like, maybe they would do that, but personally, I just don't even care about myself that much, and not saying I don't care about myself, but it's more like, if I, like, tripped on a pencil, I'm not gonna go track that down. Oh my god, today I tripped on a pencil and no one saw it. Like, why am I talking about it? Because now no one saw it and now everyone's gonna start thinking about it. Like, I'm not gonna trip over that. And I feel like I just let things like that trip me over all of February. I was, like, just wondering, oh my god, like, what is she saying about me? Or, like, you know, why is she texting me out of nowhere? Like, what did I do? Or just, like, you know, why is he saying this? Or, like, why does, you know, their friends not like me? Like, what did I do to them? Like, I don't talk to them. And it was just so toxic because it was just, like, me going back and forth in my mind. I was, like, oh my god, you know, am I going right or am I going left? Like, you know, what should I do? Like, should I avoid them to, like, you know, avoid any, like, troubles? Or should I, like, approach myself and talk to them? But I don't know if they like me. And it was just so, like, back and forth. And, like, also just comparing yourself to others too. Like, I wouldn't compare myself to my friends or to, like, you know, people in my school, but just, like, in general, I would just be like, oh, like, I don't think she would like me because, like, I'm not, you know, popular enough, or, like, you know, I just don't fit their group standard or whatever. Just, like, comparing myself little by little. So I would say people around my school, but also, like, even going on, like, TikTok and Pinterest, it was so hard for me. And, you know, everyone is beautiful. Everyone is beautiful in their body and, like, their face. And you guys are beautiful, you know, the way you are. And I'm beautiful. You are beautiful. And your mother, your father, everything. So I just want to say everyone's beautiful. But I was just comparing myself. I'm saying, oh my god, like, you know, why do I look like this and why do I not look like that? Or, like, why do I not have, like, that certain type of, like, style, or just, like, why do I not fit that category? And it was just, like, me constantly beating myself up, and I was, like, oh my god, Rebecca, like, when are you ever gonna stop? And it's just, like, because I didn't prioritize myself, like, I didn't put myself up, but, like, I didn't do self-love, I didn't do self-care, I could care less about myself during those times, and I was just putting myself down, because I was, like, you know what, this is, like, the only way to actually escape it, because I was believing in my head that, like, if I just didn't care about myself enough, then, like, I would, all these feelings would go away, and I'll just be, like, left alone from all these thoughts, and I wouldn't, you know, constantly think about, like, oh, like, you know, this is going through the back of my head, or just, like, Rebecca, what are you doing today? Like, you're doing nothing. Like, you just go home and you go to sleep. And I think also that's, like, the big thing with school is, like, I go home from school and I low-key just take a nap and I'll work out and I'll just do my other stuff, and I kind of feel, like, so unproductive because I just don't have that athletic, like, you know, student life, or just I'm not in that many clubs, so I have a club every single day. But, you know, I'm in my fair share amount of clubs. Like, I'm in 5 clubs. I'm running for, you know, councils next year, SCA stuff. So I just have, like, my basics in school. I'm not, like, your A plus, like, you know, I don't know, 4.5 on the GPA. Like, I'm not your Harvard girl. Like, I'm your classic, like, I'm trying to go to UCLA if God lets me. But honestly, I don't know, and it's just based on how much effort I put into school and stuff. So I think it's also, like, me stressing myself out with, like, not being able to go to, like, my dream college, or, like, feeling like UCLA is, like, my only place I can actually go to college, when there's so many different UCs and just other colleges I can definitely have a good amount of chance to, you know, if I don't make it into UCLA. So it's just kind of, like, I kept burying myself with just all these, like, ugly, like, so intrusive, like, destructive thoughts, and it was just so bad because I just felt so lost. Like, I would just create, like, problems with people on accident. Like, I'm not saying that, like, oh my god, Rebecca, you're actually a manipulator, but it's, like, whenever you're angry or you're upset, you would just, like, take it out on someone, you would lash on them, and you'd be, like, oh my god, like, I'm just so fucking depressed, or, like, you guys are talking so good, and all of a sudden you're, like, oh my god, I'm just so sad. And, like, it's not your fault, because your feelings are valid, and you should never invalidate your feelings, and you should feel the way you feel, and if you don't feel good that day, then you don't feel good, and if you feel sad, then you feel sad. But it's also, like, you know, I was just sad constantly, and I just felt like I was never gonna be happy, and sometimes I still think, like, that, I'm not gonna lie, like, even sitting here right now filming this episode, and I'm like, am I actually, like, happy? Like, you know, hearing myself talk about these things like this, I'm like, oh my god, like, Rebecca, like, are you actually doing good, or are you just, like, faking this, like, little, you know, game you're doing? But honestly, I think I'm doing better, and I feel like just me finally taking care of myself is what's making me feel better, because, you know, it is my birthday month. I keep mentioning that because I feel like just having that thought in the back of my head is really pushing me to, like, you know, take care of myself again, you know, get my nails done, get my hair done. And even though, you know, those are definitely very expensive things that you don't have to do in order to feel better, but it also made me feel better, and it made me feel, like, you know, more refreshed with my life, and I know what's going on, and I just love where I'm at right now. I might not be at the happiest points of my life, but I'm slowly trying to get there, and I'm slowly trying to build up a better relationship with myself and start prioritizing me and not, you know, the schoolwork, or just not, you know, relying on other people to make me happy. Because I think also another thing is, like, relying on people and having that attachment to someone to make you happy is so unhealthy. And even though you're probably saying, like, you know, you probably have an attachment with, you know, your loved one or, like, your significant other, I definitely have an attachment with my significant other. Like, I'll text him throughout my day. If he doesn't text me back, like, I'll still text him as if, like, not as he was responding, but I'll still be texting him, like, constantly, just, like, you know, anything cool that happens, I'll still text him. And I think that's also a different source of attachment, but it's when it's attachment where, like, you have to rely on the other person to be happy. That is just, like, attachment that you need to grow out of. And I'm not saying it's bad, I'm not saying it's toxic, but just relying your happiness on someone isn't just the ideal way to be happy, because you need to know how to be happy on yourself, and just how to build a good relationship with who you are as a person, and to inspire yourself day by day and tell yourself how much you love yourself. And even though you might think it's cringe, you might be like, oh my god, Rebecca, like, that's actually so cringy, like, why am I sitting here, like, thinking about, like, you know, what I love about myself, or, like, saying all these, like, cute affirmations, like, why am I talking to myself? But it's also a really great way just to reflect and to, like, you know, have your feelings be expressed with just you in the room and not have everyone, like, near you. And I think that's also just really important to, like, know that your feelings are valid with yourself. And even if you think that talking to yourself is stupid, it really isn't. Like, literally, if you just sat there and just talked to a wall, like, to be honest, you're talking to the wall, like, you're not really talking to yourself, but you're still getting your feelings out, and no one's judging you because, you know, the wall isn't saying anything, it's just a white wall or, like, a gray wall looking at you. So it's like, you know, you don't have any sort of, like, mirrors or, like, any reaction. It's just, like, a plain white popcorn wall, or just a nice, you know, smooth I don't know. Why don't people, like, sawdust? Not sawdust. What is it called where you, like, a drywall? Oh, my God. That literally took me so much time to think about, like, what is going on? But I, like I said, it's also just the little things, and I just, like, couldn't believe I let myself kind of get into that path. And I know that, like, the episodes recently have been so, like, you know, kind of more mature on, like, the sadder side of Maddie Fluent, but I really do want to get these emotions out because I feel like it is middle semester, you know. I feel like everyone's at that place where they're either really good in life right now or really bad, and where, like, the bad days are just, like, outlived by the good days or whatever you want to call it, you know. I don't know what you guys are all going through, but I'm pretty sure us Maddie Fluents have, like, this telepathy feeling that we all are going through, like, kind of like the same thing. And I know exams have been such, like, a big thing happening because state exams, you know, DE exams. I hear you guys talk about it on, like, my little Wednesday check-ins that I do every single week. Guys, follow the Maddie Fluent Instagram for, like, little check-ins because I always post one on Wednesday or, like, the end of the weekend so I can know what you guys did over the weekend. It's a good place for me to talk to you guys and actually be able to, like, respond to you guys with other baddies, like, giving you advice, because sometimes a lot of baddies actually swipe up on my other responses to help other people, and I'll just send pictures of, like, people's responses of what they said. And I feel like it's just, like, a really tight-knit community. And I also go live as much as I can. Sometimes I'll go live during school because I can't go live at home and I don't have that, like, the time to. But I try my best to go live every once in a while because I think it's super fun just talking to you guys. And I still want to do a Maddie Fluent Zoom. Like, I just have not have time to, like, start one, but I still want to do it. That's, like, still my bucket list. I'm probably gonna do it. Actually, guys, I'm gonna do it for my birthday. Oh my God, I just realized my birthday's coming up. I should do a whole birthday Maddie Fluent live and just celebrate my birthday with you guys and, like, get, like, a small cupcake or cake. Oh my God, do you see, like, these ideas are just, like, coming to me right now. Like, okay, like, Maddie Fluent's really, like, brainstorming while she is filming an episode. But like I said, I think it's just time for all of us to, you know, start our healing process before we hop into spring break and summer, or maybe you're already on spring break and you're already, you know, starting your healing process during then. I think it's just important for us to let ourselves kind of breathe a little bit because I know that we're all going through so much at different times, and, you know, a lot of things are just happening in the world as well. And I also wanted to take a week off and just a couple of weeks off just to kind of educate myself on what's happening in the world. I think it's just super important to be aware, you know, of the world you live in and what's happening besides, you know, just, like, the things around you or just, like, what's happening to you. But yeah, there's just a lot of things that I feel like we all could just do to, like, keep ourselves on track with, like, you know, what's going on. I think another thing for me is just, like, writing myself a little, like, list and a to-do list. And even though sometimes those shit does not work and you actually just, like, never actually use them, but on my MacBook, there's, like, a little app called Stickies, and I have one of them on the corner of my MacBook, and it just helps me a lot because I just write everything I need to do, and, like, I love to, like, delete it. It is so satisfying because I'm like, okay, like, Rebecca's actually being more productive and you're getting your shit done. But I think it's just so nice to have, like, a little to-do list, like, somewhere. Either you do, like, little reminders on your phone. I know my friend, she has a reminder saying never catch feelings, which is so freaking iconic. If she's listening to this, you know, props to you, because that's just so iconic of her just to have, like, that reminder every single day. Like, I need to get a reminder like that. Like, maybe, like, Maddie Fluent, like, be the bad bitch. Like, you are a bad bitch, and I need to have a reminder pop in my phone every single day. But, like, little things like that could really help. I know for me, the biggest thing that I think made me feel better, it's just creating a new vision board, because I created a vision board the start of 2022. I told you guys to send me the ones you guys sent in and a bunch, and it was super amazing seeing how different and so how similar, if that makes sense. Like, you guys had such different, like, views that you guys want to accomplish in 2022, but also, like, they're so similar in different ways. And I created one, but I just felt like that didn't click with me, so I made a new one. And it's not really a vision board. It's kind of like just me writing what I want to accomplish in each category by the end of this year. So, like, in wealth, like, I want to, like, you know, have more sponsorships with Maddie Fluent. In love, I want to have, like, a good relationship. I want to, you know, feel loved. And then, like, you know, family, I want there to be, like, you know, less drama and all that stuff. And I feel like that kind of just clicked to me more because now I just have, like, a good, you know, set of just things I want to accomplish with a picture of, like, the, you know, my dream reality. And I think that's, like, more kind of, not more better, that's not even a word. I feel like it's, like, more helpful than a vision board, because, like, a vision board is just, like, pictures, but being able to talk about what you want in those pictures or, like, what you want to see happen, it's just, like, a really great way to speak into existence. And actually, a couple nights ago, I was going through my manifestation journal, because I have four of them, And I finished three and I'm working on my fourth one, but I kind of like got this really weird fallout with manifesting. Like, I'm not doing it because like it's just a trend, but I used to like do it a lot. I used to journal my feelings and just speak to the, like, you know, the universe or, you know, whatever you believe in. And it really helped me, like, you know, kind of accomplish my dreams and get me where I am today. And I was looking through it and so many things have, you know, came true. And I used to like talk for people, you know, sometimes I would see my friends like, you know, kind of unhappy at home. I'll be like, you know, I hope so-and-so is better at home. And shit actually works. Like, it was actually so crazy seeing how much things has changed over time. And I think it's just really important for you to like find a little hobby like that to do. I love journaling. I wish I got into it a little bit more, and I don't have that much time because I just have so much schoolwork right now, because like it's third quarter and like the quarter is about to end, and then fourth quarter that I'm like, you know, done with my junior year, which is crazy how I'm graduating literally next year. But I just want to get back into it because I think it actually really helps me like reflect on my emotions and let me like speak to myself rather than me like, you know, just like containing all these emotions or just like speaking to people whenever I feel sad, and being able to have a place to let go of all my feelings, and just also having a place where I don't feel judged. Because I mean, I'm not gonna judge myself. Maybe in a little bit I'll be like, okay Rebecca, like this is actually getting fucking sad, like, you know, wrap this shit up. But actually sometimes you just feel so much better being able to like talk to yourself and not feel like you're being judged or having like a weird facial expression from someone. You're actually reacting to your own, you know, problems and seeing where you could like, you know, solve it and like what you could do to make yourself feel better. But that is it for this week's episode. It's all about prioritizing yourself and just having that self-talk to yourself. I think it's really important. I love you guys so much. You know, more fun bloomy episodes will be happening soon. You know, flowers are blooming soon. It's almost spring, my birthday. The birthday episode's coming next week, and then I'm taking a week off to celebrate my birthday and just to have fun. But I'm so excited for that one because sexy 17. Also, I'm turning 17, guys. All you guys are asking me that. Like, I'm turning 17. I'm a junior in high school. But we'll be talking about that in next week's episode. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being the best babes ever. And yeah, love you guys. Have a great day. Love you.